KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly sunny today, a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Creston police said this morning seven people were arrested earlier this morning on drug charges, taken into custody at around 3:30 a.m. at 702 South Poplar Street in Creston, were the following individuals: 23-year-old Tyler McKay, 21-year-old Cammie Hilton, 25-year-old Brittany Miller, 26-year-old Talid Jones, 24-year-old Casey Welcher, and 17-year-old Monica Johnston. Each of those persons were charged with possession of a controlled substance. Miller's charge was a second offense. All were later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond each, with the exception of Johnston, who was released to a guardian. All also arrested at the same residence. On the same possession charge was 18-year-old Megan Wilker of Orient. She was also later released on $1,000 bond. In other news from the Creston Police Department, 66-year-old James Kniedler of Creston was arrested Tuesday on a fifth-degree theft charge. He was released from custody on a promise to appear later in court. 30-year-old Shane White of Clearfield was arrested Tuesday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original OWI second offense charge. White was released from the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a traffic stop earlier this morning in Sydney resulted in the arrest of a woman on drug charges. 22-year-old Nicole Penfield of Sydney was taken into custody after the Fremont County K-9 unit found her to allegedly be in possession of a controlled substance and numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia. Penfield was being held at the Fremont County Jail on $1,300 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Friday arrested 26-year-old Jeffrey Roy Davison of Clarinda. Davison was wanted on a warrant for contempt of court associated with a violation of a no-contact or protective order. During his arrest, Davison was also charged with interference with official acts. He was brought to the Page County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Clarinda police assisted deputies in conducting that arrest. An Iowa native who's teaching history in a Nebraska high school is starting out today in eastern Nebraska, planning to walk 500 miles through Iowa and on to Chicago to call attention to modern-day slavery. His trek began at 7 a.m. Along the way, he'll make stops in Tabor, Hastings, Red Oak, Elliott, Lewis, Cumberland, Greenfield, and Winterset in the KJAN listening area.
What I'd really like to do is help people become aware of this social injustice by using history of how we've resisted slavery. So I'll be following the Underground Railroad from Nebraska City to Chicago.
That's Barry Jorgensen. Jorgensen and his high school students in Arlington, Nebraska, were inspired by the story of two female slaves who escaped 158 years ago. Their path to freedom began in Nebraska City, Nebraska.
Those two young women were just extremely inspirational to me because as I continue to research slavery, I realized that their story closely paralleled the story of young boys and girls that are being enslaved today.
Jorgensen says Eliza Grayson and a woman history remembers only as Cecilia were slaves to a Virginia family that moved to Nebraska City, but the women were able to escape with help from people involved in the Underground Railroad. Jorgensen, who grew up in Denison, said he hopes his walk inspires people to do what they can today to help those trapped in the sex trade or in forced labor.
It's difficult for young boys and girls to escape their enslavement because they've been almost brainwashed into depending on the people that have enslaved them.
Jorgensen calls his project Walk Forever Free, and he'll be joined along the way by many of his high school students. He's hoping to raise $50 for every mile he walks. He's raised $7,000 so far. The donations will go to the Frederick Douglass Family Initiatives, an international nonprofit that fights modern-day slavery and human trafficking. The Global Slavery Index, released Tuesday by an Australian group, calls the Walk Free Foundation, concludes that 46 million people around the world are living as slaves today. On Saturday, June the 11th, Jorgensen will be about a third of the way through his walk, and he'll speak about his experiences during an event at the State Historical Building in Des Moines. You can follow him on Facebook at Walk Forever Free. And officials with the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn say Kara McKeever of Kansas City, Missouri, and originally of Harlan, has been selected to begin the Museum of Danish America's Genealogy Center manager after the planned retirement of Michelle McNabb in Atlantic this month. McNabb has served as the center's manager and librarian for the past 14 years. Following her graduation from the Harlan High School, McKeever received her BA degree magna cum laude from Drake University in Des Moines, where she majored in writing and international relations. In 2013, she completed an MFA in creative writing and media arts from the University of Missouri at Kansas City. And during that period, she held the position of assistant to the director of creative writing. She's since been the retail manager of an ice cream store. McKeever's roots are deep in Shelby County and the Danish immigrant experience. Her great-grandparents, Herman and Inger Nielsen of rural Harlan, are on the museum's Danish Immigrant Wall of Honor, and she's done research on Danish immigration in the late 19th century. McKeever will work with Michelle McNabb over the summer as she assumes her new position at the Genealogy Center. That's a check of our news brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.